Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, March 22nd. In today's episode, the Enforcement Directorate names Arvind Kejriwal the kingpin of the alleged Delhi liquor policy scam. The Allahabad High Court deems UP Madarsa Act unconstitutional. Delhi High Court dismisses the Congress Party's plea against income tax authorities. And the US government sues tech giant Apple. First up, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal was the kingpin and key conspirator in the alleged liquor policy scam. The Enforcement Directorate told Rouse Avenue Court today, as it argued for a 10-day custody of the Aam Aadmi Party boss. Mr. Kejriwal, the first serving Indian Chief Minister to be arrested, has denied all charges. As he was being escorted, Mr. Kejriwal briefly addressed reporters and said, quote, "My life was devoted to the country and will remain devoted to the nation from inside the jail." Unquote. Several Aam Aadmi Party ministers and supporters, including Atishi and Saurabh Bhardwaj, have been detained amid huge protests against the arrest. Appearing for the ED, Additional Solicitor General S.V. Raju told the court, the Chief Minister knew everything from the creation of the framework to the implementation of the now-scrapped policy. Mr. Raju said, and I quote, "He demanded kickbacks in exchange for favours. This is corroborated by statements," unquote. ED also claims to have established a money trail via Vijay Nair, Aam Aadmi Party member whom the ED has called Kejriwal's right-hand man. ED suggests hawala channels were used to transfer close to rupees 100 crore kickbacks received in this scam, and later rupees 45 crore of it was used by the Aam Aadmi Party for Goa elections. In rebuttal, Mr. Kejriwal's lawyer, Abhishek Manu Singhvi, asked why was the arrest timed now, adding the whole thing was a ploy to disrupt the party ahead of the Lok Sabha election. He told the court that witness statements cannot be trusted as they may be fearful for their safety. He alleged it was ED's regular business now to turn accused persons into official witnesses, get them to make statements that suit ED's agenda, and then let them get bail. The timeline of events, according to ED, for Delhi Excise Policy 2021 began with the formation of a group of ministers, where Excise Minister Manish Sisodia and the then Health Minister Satendra Jain probed the state excise reforms on February 5, 2021. The alleged conspiracy involved making a policy that would benefit a liquor lobby from southern India, which the ED had called the South Lobby. In return, the South Lobby would give rupees 100 crore to the Aam Aadmi Party, according to the ED. It noted Bharat Rashtra Samiti or BRS leader K. Kavita allegedly conspired with Mr. Kejriwal and Aam Aadmi Party leaders Manish Sisodia and Sanjay Singh while framing the now-scrapped liquor policy. Ms. Kavita was arrested earlier this week and today the top court refused to stay her arrest, while Mr. Sisodia has been behind the bars for over a year. The ED proof includes Vijay Nair, Aam Aadmi Party's communication in charge and a close associate of Mr. Kejriwal, who allegedly told liquor traders that the policy had been discussed with Mr. Kejriwal. He also allegedly facilitated video calls from the Kejriwal residence related to the alleged kickbacks they later received. And next, the Allahabad High Court's Lucknow bench has declared the UP Board of Madarsa Education Act 2004 unconstitutional. The bench noted it violates the principle of secularism in the country. A division bench comprising Justice Vivek Chaudhary and Justice Subhash Vidyarthi has declared that the act is ultra vires, a Latin phrase which loosely translates to beyond one's legal power or authority. The bench has now directed the Uttar Pradesh government to frame a scheme so that the students presently studying in the madrasas can be accommodated in the formal education system. Notably, there are nearly 26,000 madrasas across the state, out of which 8,500 have never been registered. Sources suggest the board could challenge today's ruling in a higher court. Maulana Yasub Abbas from All India Shia Personal Law Board said, and I quote, "It is sad that the Honorable Court has abolished the madrasa board. I request the UP government and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath to find a way to revive the board and make a new law. The board was the livelihood of hundreds of thousands. They will suffer." Unquote. The case is based on a petition by Anshuman Singh Rathor, who had challenged the UP Madarsa board and objected to its management by the Minority Welfare Department. In October of 2023, the government formed a special investigating team to probe the foreign funding that the madrasas have been receiving. Next, the Delhi High Court today dismissed the Congress Party's plea challenging the reassessment proceedings against it by the Income Tax Department. The High Court had reserved its order on March 20th on the pleas filed by the political party against the tax reassessment proceedings initiated against it by the authorities for three successive years, 2014-15, 2015-16 and 2016-17. The party has demanded their allegedly frozen accounts be operational again. The IT department, however, asserted there was no violation of any statutory provision by the tax authority, and that as per the material recovered, the escaped income by the party is more than ₹520 crore. Congress has held multiple press conferences over this issue, claiming this is all a ruse to block the party's Lok Sabha election plans. In a press conference today, Congress leader and Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar said, and I quote, "We work in a democracy. 78 lakh members joined the Congress. They have money. It went to the party's account. I had collected the money. Now we need to give the money to the MLAs. Now crores of money is seized. This is a social setup. We are not doing business. We didn't get the bond worth several crores." Unquote. The party has repeatedly alleged that there is no level playing field in this Lok Sabha election season. In an earlier press conference, Congress leader Ajay Makan said, "All the money Congress managed to collect came from members or even contributions of youth Congress members. The amount, already small and to the tune of ₹200 crore, is now inaccessible." Meanwhile, they allege BJP has over ₹6,000 crores in electoral bond donations, as revealed recently. Mr. Makan demanded the authority should freeze BJP's access to the electoral bonds money, a scheme deemed unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. While Rahul Gandhi claimed yesterday that they did not even have money to push out ads or campaign for the upcoming polls because of the frozen accounts. Breaking from breaking news, Mahendra Singh Dhoni's transfer of the Chennai Super Kings mantle to Rituraj Gaikwad came as a shock to some Thala fans. But one cricketer who knew about the change claims the timing is just right. CSK head coach Stephen Fleming told the media, quote, "We weren't ready to move away from MS in 2022. Dhoni has a good sense of the game, but we want to develop the young players for the role. We are well prepared this time," unquote. Referring to 2022, when Dhoni briefly stepped down as the captain, but soon returned as Ravindra Jadeja's captaincy did not work out. But the next opinion will flame Dhoni fans. Former Indian cricketer Wasim Jafar feels the job would have been easier for Gaikwad had Dhoni left the team completely. He thinks Dhoni's presence on the team will make the new captain's life a bit tougher. Now back to news. The US Department of Justice has sued tech giant Apple for illegally maintaining a monopoly for its iPhone by stifling competition and imposing exorbitant costs on consumers. The lawsuit, also backed by multiple US states, has attacked Apple for raising hundreds of billions of dollars by making it difficult for consumers to switch away to cheaper smartphones and devices. As most consumers know, the Apple ecosystem is very user-friendly, as long as most of your tech is also Apple. From app stores, smartwatches, or smart home devices, Apple is infamous for making non-Apple products non-compatible or barely compatible with its products. At the heart of the case is Apple's alleged exclusionary practices that set strict and at times opaque conditions on firms and developers seeking to reach the iPhone's 136 million US users. According to the lawsuit, these rules and decisions have been decided to force Apple users into staying in the Apple ecosystem and buying the company's more expensive hardware, the iPhone. From Apple Wallet to messaging, Apple allegedly squashes all attempts to include competitors in its iPhone system. Shares of the company slid 4.1% on Thursday, erasing about $113 billion in market value and taking their year-to-date loss back to 11%. Once the world's most valuable firm at more than $3 trillion, Apple underperformed at NASDAQ 100 and the S&P 500 in 2024. Meanwhile, Apple has spoken against the lawsuit, claiming it will, quote, "set a dangerous precedent, empowering the government to take a heavy hand in designing people's technology," unquote, if the lawsuit is successful. In a statement, Apple also denied the merit of the lawsuit, quote, "it was wrong on the facts and the law, and we will vigorously defend against it," unquote. And lastly, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has received the Order of Druk Gyalpo, Bhutan's highest civilian honor, which translates to Majesty of Bhutan. PM Modi is the first foreign national to receive this honor. The Prime Minister is on a two-day visit to Bhutan. PM Sereng Topge received him and called him Bade Bhai, which translates to elder brother. The visit symbolizes India's neighborhood first policy and aims to strengthen relations with Bhutan. A statement from His Majesty, the 4th Drukgyalpa of Bhutan, read, and I quote, "The people of Bhutan deeply appreciate this extraordinary gesture, which reflects the noble spirit of selfless generosity of the people of India. This award honors Bhutan's special bond with India, who is Bhutan's closest neighbor and friend," unquote, and thank the country for help during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.